Thank you. First of all, they gave me two speeches to give. And this is not the speech I wanted to read. But, you know, I'm going to read it. And thanks, Dennis, for the great introduction, as always. Thank you. Although the results of this primary did not swing our way, I am proud of our campaign. I must first thank my team, my son and my campaign manager, Joe Hogan, who... He couldn't be here tonight because we all know he got married Saturday and he's in Mexico, but I'm sure he's probably kidnapped a satellite dish somewhere and he's probably watching me. Our rock star and the engine of the campaign, Bill McClellan. Yeah. A total rock star. Nanette Carbone, Dennis Brogan, Lee Pavakis, Fran Crujol, Jim Farrell, Sarah Puff, Joe Rossi, Emil Rossi, all the firefighters for the city of Syracuse. And I want to add all the volunteers from all over the city, kids I coach, people from Neighborhood Watch, TNT, parents that I've dealt with over the years. I want to thank all of you. A true cross-section of the neighborhoods of this city. I'm proud of all of you and what the effort you put in this campaign. All the people who took time out, knocked on doors, donated to my campaign, put signs up. Thank you. I appreciate every one of you, and it didn't go unnoticed. We began this race as an underdog. No one, including me, thought we would do as well as we did. I know the members of my team and many of my supporters are disappointed with the final outcome this evening. However, we spoke truth to power, and I can hold my head up high about that, as I hope all you do as well. The truth is, the power of incumbency and a loaded campaign account were big odds to challenge. But all that money and all that power of City Hall, still only half the Democrats in this city support this administration. And you know, before I go on, I want to congratulate the campaign of Alfonso Davis. Alfonso Davis is a true citizen of the city. He represents a constituency that's often ignored in this city, too. And I want to congratulate him on the campaign he ran, too. We did it anyway. Why? Because Syracuse deserves better. When I decided to run, it was as a Syracusan, a lifelong Democrat who was determined to let the citizens of Syracuse decide who their next mayor should be. Over the last 3 months, our campaign has reached out to Democrats across the city. As you worked to win the Democratic primary, I knew the results of this campaign affect all Syracuse. Whether you're young or old, a Democrat, a Republican, a non-enrolled voter, or a bystander of the election process, it has been about what is best for Syracuse, all Syracusans, not just one party. It is about the people. Cities are made up of roads, schools, and businesses, sidewalks and street corners, but it's the people that make a city great. And we live in a great city. When the sun rises tomorrow, I will hold my head up high and smile broadly at what we have accomplished today and what we as Syracusans will accomplish in the future. I am proud of what we accomplished together. Thank you again for your friendship, your votes, and your support. Thank you. I'm not even going to talk about that tonight, Tim. That's a great question, though. Okay. I think listen, let's have some fun tonight. We all had a lot of hard work to do, and we might have some work to do later, too.